Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 14th of August, 2017. We're still in the book of Job. We will be beginning with chapter 30 today. We made a lot more progress yesterday than I had expected. So we're coming right along here. And we had interaction between Job and his friends yesterday. They were ragging on him pretty hard. And it ended up in chapter 29 with Job remembering. Well, this is a continuation of that. This is Job speaking. And this is chapter 30, verse 1. But now they that are younger of days, that's 68:10 and 31:17, younger of days than I, have me in derision. 78:32 in derision. Whose fathers I would have refused, 3988, to have set with me, to have set with the dogs, 3611, of my flock. He wouldn't have let them. He put them with the sheepdogs. And they're laughing at him. In other words, these are lower class of people. Verse 2, yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me? They have inserted profit. In whom vigor was perished. Verse 3, for poverty and famine, they were solitary, fleeing into the desert. That's 6723. That is as a land of drought. In the evening, 570, desolate and waste. 4, pardon me, I have to clear my lungs. There we go. Verse 4, who plucked out mallows by the bushes. Those are marshmallows, and when marshmallows are of a certain age, you can eat them. Okay. Who plucked out mallows by the bushes and juniper roots for their food. Marshmallows at by ponds and streams, in the shallows, if they grow up, they are edible. They were driven out from among men. They cried out after them as after a thief. Verse 6, to dwell in the cliffs of the wadis, in caves of the earth. That's 6063. Okay, that's verse 6. Well, 6083, afar. Okay, that's dust, basically. And in the rocks. That's 3710. I need to write that down here. All right. Verse 7. Among the bushes they braved, and under the nettles they were gathered together. Verse 8. They were sons of fools, yea, sons without name. They were scourged out from the land. And these are the people that are mocking him. Okay? They were nobodies. They were complete failures. Verse 9. And now am I their taunting song, 5058. Yea, I am their byword. 4405, they pass rumors, bywords, okay? Let me clear my lungs again. They abhor me, verse 10, they abhor me, 8581. They flee far from me and spare not to spit in my face. 7536, to spit in his face. Verse 11, because he has loosed, 6605, my cord, 3499, and afflicted me. They have also let loose the bridle, 7488, before me. In other words, he's just let loose. He's blowing all over the place. Nothing. He's not attached to anything anymore. Verse 12. Upon my right hand rise the brood. 6526. And that's as a gang of young people. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. In other words, they don't listen to him like they used to. Verse 13, they mar my path. They profit from my calamity. They have no helper. Verse 14. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters. In the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Verse 15. They messed the word order up in this, and I have to correct it. If you're reading in the King James, you will notice the change. This is how it's written in the Hebrew. Turned upon me are terrors. They pursue as the wind my honor. And as a cloud passes away my prosperity. That's totally different than what they've got in the King James. Here's 16. They did it again. And now upon me is poured out my soul. Have taken hold upon me the days of affliction. Here's another one. They they have changed. Verse 17. In the night, my bones are bored out in me. Bored out is 5365. They've got pierced in the King James. That's not what it says. And my sinews, 6207, do not relax. He's cramped up all night. When you get old, you'll understand that. I have that. I get cramps, and it's just terrible, but that is old age. That's part of the breaking down of the body. Let me clear my lungs so I can get a whole breath here. Okay, verse 18. By the great power is my garment disguised. That's his appearance, okay? It binds me about as the collar of my tunic. Tight collar. Verse 19, he has cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. In other words, he has thoroughly been humbled by Yahweh. I cry unto you, and you do not answer me. I stand up, and you do not regard me. Verse 21, you have become, okay, and the word become is number 2015, and that means you have, as a change, you've changed your behavior toward me. You have become cruel to me. 6393, cruel. Or is it? No, 393. The Strong's numbers are very tiny in this text. Pardon me for just a second. Okay, you have become cruel to me with your strong hand. You bear a grudge against me. That's 7852. This is a good Bible, but they don't take into account older folks. Verse 22, you lift me up to the wind. You cause me to ride on it and dissolve me in the roar of the storm. And the roar is 8663. Verse 23. For I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all the living. In other words, everybody dies. Howbeit, he will not stretch out his hand to the heap of ruin. Now, that is 1164 or 5856. It's either. Though in his destruction, they cry for help. They've changed the word order there. I've had to fix it. Verse 25, did not I weep for him whose day was hard? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? Verse 26, when I looked for good, then evil came to me, and when I waited for light, there came darkness. He's still not understanding that there's a contest going on between Satan and Yahweh. And he's the pawn in the game. He doesn't know that yet. Because they're seeing what he's going to do. Satan wants to break his faith and get him to curse Yahweh. And Yahweh's sitting back watching to see if the guy is really righteous. Well, he's righteous, but he's not all that righteous. He thinks a lot of himself, evidently. He considers himself very righteous, which is ego. And Yahweh's not big on ego. Okay, so verse 27, my inward parts boiled and were not stilled. The days of affliction, 6040, confronted me, 6923. Verse 28, I went mourning, that's to grieve over death, without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation, 6951. Verse 29. I am a brother to jackals, not dragons. It's 8565. Jackals. And a companion to daughters of ostriches, not owls. Because ostriches ran around in the desert and the wilderness, and so did jackals. Verse 30, my skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. In other words, he's been sitting out in the sun, and he just got burnt up. Verse 31, my harp also is turned to mourning, and my flute into the voice of those that weep. The instruments that he used to use in a joyful manner are now sorrowful. They play sorrowful music. And that ends chapter 30. So let me get the Hebrew out of the way here. There we go. And here we have chapter 31. Let me clear out and I'll be right back. Verse 31, chapter 1. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I consider upon a maiden? 1330. He's an old man. Verse 2. For what portion of Eloah is there from above? And what inheritance of the Shaddai from on high? That's the Almighty. Verse 3, is not destruction to the unrighteous and a calamity to the doers of evil? Well, he's got these. He says, I'm not a doer of evil. Why is all this stuff coming on me? That's what he's saying here in a poetic fashion. Verse 4, does he not see my ways and count all my steps? In other words, how can he miss that I'm not doing evil? Verse 5, if I have walked with vanity, that's worthlessness, or if my foot has hastened to deceit, verse 6, let me be weighed in a just balance, that Eloah may know my integrity. 8538. Verse 7. If my step is turned out of the way, into the way, the way of life, and my heart walks after my eyes, the lust of the eyes, and if any blemish has cleaved to my hands, he's recounting his righteousness here. Then let me sow and let another eat. In other words, eat his crops. Let my offspring be rooted up. Verse 9. If my heart has been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, in other words, laid wait to do evil, then let my wife grind for another. Now, what are they talking about here? That people were made that sexual. It does not mean sex. It means to crush olives, grind grain as a servant woman. That's 2912. That's what grind means here. Let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down upon her. And that's sexual. Bow down, 3766, in order to lie with, abound with her. Like they would fool around with a servant maid. Well, that's the fate of his wife. For this is adultery. 2154. Yea, it is an iniquity. And it has to be punished by. That's inserted for clarity. It is iniquity to be punished by the judges. 6414. Verse 12. For it is a fire that consumes to Abaddon. That's the pit of destruction. The roots of all my revenue. Revenue is 8393. Verse 13, if I did despise the cause of my manservant, that's like a legal case of judgment, or of my maidservant, when they contended with me, 7378, in other words, hey, you're not treating us fair. Okay. What then shall I do when El rises up? And when he visits, what shall I answer him? Verse 15. Did not he that in the womb made me make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? In other words, the maidservant, the manservant. We're all the same. We've been made in the womb. Verses 16 through 18, you can reference Tobit, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, and verse 16. If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail. And here's verse 17, and you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 27. Or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless has not eaten of it. In other words, he isn't helping the orphans. Verse 18, for from my youth he grew up with me, and as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. That's the widow and the orphan. Verse 19, if I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, verse 20, if his loins have not blessed me, in other words, he provided clothing, and if he were not warmed, 2552, with the fleece of my sheep, in other words, he gave him warm clothing. If I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, that's the orphan, when I saw my help in the gate, in other words, he's done all these things. He's helped people. Verse 22, then let my shoulder blade, that's 3802, fall from my back, 7929, and my arm be broken from the shoulder joint, 7070, for carrying loads. Verse 23, for destruction, 343, from El was a terror to me, and his loftiness I could endure not. In other words, he's afraid of Yahweh, and he's so high from him, he couldn't endure it. He's going to walk in Yahweh's path. That's what he's saying here. Now here's verse 24. You can reference Sirach 31, verses 5 through 10. If I have made gold my confidence, 3, 6, 8, 9, or have said to the fine gold, 3,800, you are my confidence, 4,009. In other words, instead of trusting in Yahweh, if he trusted in gold, well, he didn't. If I rejoiced because my wealth was great and because my hand had gotten much. Verse 26. If I beheld the daylight when it shined, or the moon walking in splendor. Verse 27, and my heart had been secretly enticed, or my mouth has kissed my hand. In other words, his own deeds. This also were an iniquity to be punished, inserted again, by the judge. For I should have denied the El from above. Well, he didn't do that. Verse 29. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or joyfully excited when evil found him, in other words, he wasn't even overjoyed when his enemies were punished. Because we're not supposed to do that either. You don't joy in that. It's Yahweh's will and you have to accept it, but you don't get great joy in that. Verse 30, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by requesting a curse on his life. He didn't do that. He didn't even curse his enemies. Verse 31, if the men, 49:62, of my tent said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. In other words, his own men servants hated his enemy, and oh, we want a piece of his flesh. Okay. Verse 32, the sojourner did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the path. Verse 33, if I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, now that's capital A, Adam. Covered my transgressions. They put on the fig leaf garments. Remember? Verse 34. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of clans terrify me that I kept silence and went not out of the door? In other words, was he so scared that he wouldn't go outside? Verse 35, oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my written mark. that the Shaddai would answer me, and that my man of contention had written a book. Verse 36, surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. Verse 37, I would declare unto him the number of my steps, as a prince would, I go near unto him. Would approach him as a prince, in other words. Verse 38, if my land, or that's actually the physical soil, that's 127, Adama, if my land cries against me, or that the furrows weep together, in other words, he's not obeyed Yahweh's laws about the land. Verse 39, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners to breathe out their life, in other words, he's stolen crops from other people and killed the owners of the land. Verse 40, let thistles grow instead of wheat and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. In other words, I have done none of these things. I have not oppressed anyone. I have not stolen. I have not let the poor starve. I haven't failed to take care of the widows and orphans. That's what he's saying. All these things that you have said against me are wrong. I haven't done any of these things. And they still just don't get it. But this is all in a poetic form. And it's not rhyming poetry. It's similar thought that rhymes. It's the thoughts that mesh that are compatible. Okay? Parallel thoughts. And this is Elihu. So these three men, this is chapter 32, so these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. In other words, they thought him self-righteous. Verse 2, then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzi, of the clan of Ram. 74:10, against Job was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God, Elohim. Okay, so he was pretty self-righteous in this past speech. Verse 3, also against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer. 4:6:1:7, and yet had condemned 7:5:6:1 Job. Verse 4, now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder in days than he. They were older than Job. Verse 5, when Elihu saw there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzi, answered and said, I am young. 68:10, and ye are aged of days, wherefore I was afraid and feared to tell you my opinion. 1843. Verse 7, I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Verse 8, but there is a spirit in mortals, and the breath of the Shaddai gives them understanding. Verse 9, great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. In other words, just because you're old doesn't mean you've got it right. Verse 10, therefore I said, hearken to me, I also will tell my opinion. Verse 11, behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your understanding while you searched out words. Verse 12, yea, I paid attention unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced, 3198, Eob, or that answered his words. In other words, you couldn't withstand against him. Verse 13, lest you should say, we have found out wisdom. El defeats him, not man. Verse 14, now he has not arranged his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. Verse 15, they were dismayed. They answered no more. They moved from speaking. You notice that's different than the King James. Verse 16, when I had waited, for they spoke not, but stood still and answered no more. Verse 17, I said, I will answer also my portion. I will also tell mine opinion. Verse 18, for I am full of words. The wind in my belly constrains me. 6693. Verse 19, behold, my belly is as wine, which has no opening. It is ready to burst like new bottles. Verse 20, his words are all bottled up inside him, ready to burst out. Verse 20, I will speak that there be relief for me. I will open my lips and answer. Verse 21, let me not, please, lift up any man's face. In other words, don't let me exalt anybody. Neither let me give flattering titles, 3655, unto Adam. Verse 22, for I know not to give flattering titles. In doing so, my Maker would soon take me away. In other words, God would kill him. And that ends chapter 32. And got chapter 33 here. I want to see how many verses. See if I can get it in. Yeah. And here he continues on, verse 1 of chapter 33. But Job, please hear my speeches and listen to all my words. Verse 2, behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. Verse 3, my words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge purely. 1305. Verse 4, the spirit of El hath made me, and the breath of the Shaddai has given me life. Verse 5, if you can answer me, Arrange your words in order before me. Take your stand. Verse 6. Behold, I am in proportion of you to L. From clay nipped off also was I. In other words, he's made from the same material Job is, from the clay of the land. Verse 7, behold, my terror shall not overwhelm you, neither shall my hand be heavy upon you. Verse 8, surely you have spoken in my ear, and I have heard the voice of your words, saying, verse 9, I am clean without transgression. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Verse 10, behold, he finds occasions for hostility against me. He counts me for his hated enemy. In other words, God's punishing him without cause. And verse 11, you can reference Job 13:27. He puts my feet in the stocks. He marks all my paths. Verse 12, behold, in this you are not justified. I will answer you that Eloah is greater than mortals. Verse 13, why against him do you strive? 7:3, 7:8. For of any of his matters, he gives not account. In other words, he doesn't have to explain what's going on to you. Who are you? Why are you striving against Yahweh? Verse 14, for El speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not. They don't understand the words of the divine being. And here's verse 15. And you can reference Job 4, verse 13. Let me get a little drink of water. Get a little dry. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, and slumberings upon the bed, verse 16, then he uncovers the ears of men and seals their instruction. Verse 17. That he may turn aside Adam from his work and hide pride from man, from a mighty man. 13:97. Verse 18. He keeps back his being from the pit of Sheol, and his life from passing over by the sword. In other words, he keeps him from death, guards him. Verse 19, he is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. 3:86. Verse 20, so that his life abhors bread and his soul dainty food. In other words, he's so sick he doesn't even feel like eating. Because Yahweh's hand is upon him. Verse 21, his flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen. In other words, he just withers. And his bones that were not seen stick out. He just wastes away in sickness. Verse 22, yea, his soul draws near unto the pit, and then that's the pit of Sheol, and his life to the executioners. 41:91, and that's as angels of death. Verse 23. If there be a messenger with him, that's a divine messenger, an angel, an interpreter, one among a thousand to declare unto Adam his uprightness. Verse 24. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. So Yahweh will forgive and will heal him. Verse 25, his flesh shall be fresher than a youth's. He shall return to the days of his youth. This is what Yahweh will do. He shall pray unto Eloah, and he will be favorable unto him, and he that shall see his face with shouts of joy. For he will render unto a mortal his righteousness. Verse 27. He looked upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted, 5753, that which was right and was not, and it was not equal to me. Verse 28, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, that's the pit of Sheol, the land of the dead, and his life shall see the light. Have mercy. Verse 29, lo, all these things does El, oft times with a mighty man. 1397. Verse 30, to bring back his soul from the pit, that's a Sheol again, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Verse 31, listen well, O Job, listen to me, be silent, and I will speak. Verse 32, if you have any words to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. Verse 33, if not, listen to me, be silent, and I shall teach you. That's 502. And I shall teach you wisdom. And that ends chapter 33. I don't know whether I would have time to do 34. No, I do not. It's much longer. So I don't want to get in the middle of a chapter and then have to cut it off. All of these things are instructive. Job was being self-righteous. In a lot of ways, he said, I didn't sin, I'm innocent, I'm this, I'm that. Why is God persecuting me? Why? Well, he's being used as a pawn. And he tells all the righteous things that he did. But that reveals some ego right there. He's talking himself up. I didn't do this, and I did this, and I helped the widows and the orphans, and I helped the poor, and I clothed them, and I fed them, and I did this, and I did that. Okay. But why am I being punished? Well, that's up to Yahweh. He knows. And it'll be revealed later on. Things will change, but he doesn't see that right now. He's not seeing the whole picture. Let's just put it that way. The whole reasoning behind a lot of stuff. So, we're going to be taking up in chapter 34 on Wednesday, the 16th, and continue on in this. There are so many lessons to be learned from this book of Job. How we look at ourselves. Okay. There's a lot of us that feel because we go to church on Sunday and we're not a drunkard or a druggie, that we're okay, that our church going is going to save us. That's not so. It's not our righteousness, because it says in Scripture that our righteousness is as filthy rags, and that means a menstrual cloth. That's pretty icky, but they were pretty graphic in Scripture. They didn't pull any punches with words. They weren't trying to be politically correct. They would say some openly sexual things. They were very graphic in their description of a lot of things. They were not under the constraints that we are under today for politeness, etc., etc., political correctness. They just told it like it is. And if they were a little crude, it was a different time. We were a different people back then. We have become modernized, not necessarily to our benefit. There are a lot of the old ways that we should go back to, and some of us are. All this modernization is not necessarily an improvement in the quality of life. We've got a lot more stuff and a lot more things, a lot more technology. But you know what? Even with all this, we still die just like the wicked and the righteous did in those days. And we're going to have to face our Maker, just like we did in those days. There's no difference. It's just a change in time. We have some minor cosmetic changes, but we're still the same people. We're still Adamic men. And we're still under rules, which we try to weasel out from under. We've got all these churchy people trying to tell us that the law is done away with, and we don't have to do this, and we don't have to do that, which is a direct lie, which is part of the problem of deception that our people are under in our apostasy today, and that's the reason we're being punished, because we don't do the things we're supposed to do from the old days. Yahweh had a set order of things. And all these improvements are not necessarily improvements, okay? We can have the technology. We can have a lot of the improvements that are healthful and righteous. But we can't get away from the fact that there is a set order of rules that if we are under the Abrahamic covenant, we are bound all the way up through the teachings of Yahshua Messiah. Can't get away from that, but we keep trying. We keep trying to lessen the influence of Yahweh. And that's not going to happen, folks. We keep trying to raise ourselves up in the pecking order of the universe. Instead of trying to be humble before him and asking his forgiveness and accepting his blessings with gratitude, and we are blessed. Look at a lot of the other people in the world, the non-Adamics, and the way they live. They live like animals because basically they are. They're not Adamic seed line. They are less than the Adamic race. Wherever they live in their countries, it's a hellhole. I just watched a video of a guy that did a little motorcycle trip through India. And there are people that just get out of the park their cars and just go out into a field and defecate. I mean, 18 or 20 people out having a poo out in the middle of a field in plain sight. That is appalling to us, but it's not to them, because they are not of Adam and they don't have the mindset or the spiritual enlightenment that the Adamic race has. They don't have the Ruach Kadosh, the Holy Spirit, breathed into them, into their DNA. They're not us. Yet so many of our people in churchianity try to make them us. They are not. They were not designed as we are designed. They don't have that holy spark, and they're not going to behave in the manner that we behave. They're not going to be raised up, and you bring them over here, and you're bringing a lesser group of people over here, and they're going to do the same things here that they do over there. They're doing it. And these Judeo-Christian evangelists wonder why. Well, they're just good people. Well, no, they're not. They're not us. They don't need to be with us. They need to be back over where they came from, where their land is all messed up. India, under the British, was magnificent. Now everything has broken down. They can't run anything. Crashed vehicles all over the road. They can't drive. Yeah, some of them get an education, come over here and work on computers and stuff. A lot of them are on the geek squads and stuff like that. They know that, but when they leave that job, they go home and they have their little pictures and little statues of their little foreign gods. In our land, which we're not supposed to allow, but they've got them. They've got thousands of little g gods that they worship. They're not us. You're not going to make them us. It's not in them to be us. So get over it. Quit faking it. What we need to concentrate on right now is cleaning up our lifestyle to please Yahweh, witnessing to others of Israel. Don't waste your time on the mud races. And praying and straightening our lives up for the return of our Messiah. It's coming. Well, I'm down the end of the hour, and I really enjoy this speaking to you. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem. I'll talk to you again on the 16th. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. the royal master leads against the foe.